bad news by yourself. Because you never know when someone is going to go bad crazy all over your ass. It's Breaking Bad News.
It's Chris the Morning Rush right here on 93.1 Jam. Sometimes, you know, you're in a situation that is not very pleasant. You're like, I don't really know who to call. I don't want to, you know, talk to people that I know. Well, hell, you kind of know us. And that's why there's something called the telephone, 321-0931, and you call us for what, Tracy?
That's right, to break some bad news. We're here to help. That's why we've got Colleen calling. Hey, Colleen.
Hi, Colleen.
Hi.
Hi. How's it going?
It's going good. How are you?
We're good.
Yeah.
Well, we're happy that you called. That's the first step. So tell us what's going on.
Yes. I had this boyfriend and we've been dating for a really long time and it was going really great. But we recently moved in together and he's just driving me insane. And I don't know if it is the close quarters right now, but I just can't handle it. Like, he's really slacking on things like we're out of toilet paper or we're out of bread. And I like had no idea how careless he could be. It's like he's never lived with anyone before. And it's just really hard to bring this up to him because he just moved in together. And I just really don't know how to break the bad news that, like, this is unacceptable for me.
All right. So kind of breaking this down again, you're talking about your man, Ross. You guys finally decided to move in together after 6 months. And really, you realize now how uncontrollably annoying he is because he just does not do a damn thing. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, come on, dude. How am I supposed to raise kids with you, you know?
That's right.
Right.
How old are you guys?
We're like 31, 32.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
You should know. You should know better.
That's true.
Yeah. Does he, like, leave his dirty socks around? And if he makes toast, does he leave all the crumbs on the counter? That drives him crazy.
Oh, so you've met him.
Oh, yes. I think we've all had them in our life.
See, that's why it's good to move in with somebody.
I know, right?
Because
you can realize how annoying they are. All right, so you're going to break the bad news. What? Like, Ross, if you don't start picking up after yourself, you're going to have to go?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm. Well, that's easy.
Okay.
I mean, I know his old roommate's still looking for someone, so...
All right now.
Even better.
Okay.
Even better. And hopefully he can take out his wallet once in a while and pay for something for the house. So,
yeah.
All right. This is what we're going to do. We're going to play a song. And then when we get back, we'll help you to break the bad news to Ross that, listen, if you don't start being more responsible and as an adult and do something for once, I might just going to have to kick you out to your old roommate. It's happening next with Chris in the Morning Rush right here on 93.1 Jams.
On 93.1 Jams.
It's Chris in the Morning Rush right here on 93.1 at Jams. Tracy, we are helping out Mantel when it comes to breaking some bad news.
That's right. And that's why we got Colleen calling. She's calling to break some bad news to her boyfriend, Ross. So they've been dating for a while. They finally decided to move in together. They've been living together for 6 months. And now he's really starting to annoy her. She's starting to notice all these little things. Like, he's leaving notes around the house that they're out of stuff. He's just throwing his dirty socks everywhere. It's just, she's annoyed. He's being careless and not responsible. So she's calling to break the bad news. You know, this behavior is unacceptable. If you don't change it, you got to get out.
You gots to go. All right, Colleen, we're going to mute our line. You'll be able to hear us in your phone. Of course, when you call Ross, he won't. And then we'll just eventually chime in when we feel like you need some saving. Sound good?
Sounds great.
All right. Good luck to you.
Good luck.
Yeah.
Hey, babe.
Hey.
Oof, there's really no easy way to say this, but we kind of got to talk.
Okay. Do you want to wait till I get home, or do you want to talk now?
No, we can talk now.
Okay, what's going
on? I'm in the mood for it.
Okay.
Well, I would just really appreciate it if you could actually pick up the things from the store that I asked for today, because I just really feel that you haven't been holding up your end of the grocery list at the place, and you've been kind of messy, and it's just getting a little out of control for me, and I just don't know if I can, like, do this anymore, if you're going to continue being like that.
Oh, this sounds serious.
It is serious.
Yes, it is.
Maybe we should break in. excuse me. Hi, is this Ross?
Hello?
Hi, Ross. How are you?
Good. Who is this?
I know. So listen, this is a friend of your beautiful, like, very responsible, clean, loving girlfriend, Colleen. This is Chris and Tracy calling from Chris in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. How are you?
Hi.
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 We just want to call you.
Yep.
So, Tracy, you want to tell him why we're on the phone with them?
Yeah. So, Ross, here's the situation. You guys have moved in together. It's been 6 months. She's starting to notice little things, you know, like when you're out of stuff, you're leaving notes instead of picking it up, you know, or your socks are dirty socks are all over the place. You got to pick up after yourself, you know. You're living with someone. Yeah.
Buy some milk.
Yeah. Don't write it down. Like, buy some
macaroni.
Hello.
Hello.
Got to eat.
Lentils, for gosh sakes.
Love the fiber.
So, okay, Colin, you called a radio station to try and talk to me and tell me something?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, hey, like, I know that communication was a big thing for you when you first started dating. So I was trying to use those notes to do that. And like I said, I'm just a human being. Sometimes I'm going to mess up. So I'm sorry.
You don't have to be sorry, you know, Ross. You have to be sorry to Tracy and I. Yeah. And the reason why is because we're here to tell you, listen, the real thing is, though, in all honesty, is that Colleen, it really is to a point where if you don't start picking up and being more responsible, she is most likely going to want you to walk out and leave and go find yourself a new roommate.
Yes.
It's to that point, in all honesty.
Right.
Oh, wow.
It's Colleen there.
Okay.
I'm sorry, babe.
All right. No, that's, hey, like you said, the communication's key. I know you said that. So.
Yes.
Okay. All right, well.
So is this something you can do? You can, like, you know, start kind of picking up after yourself and helping to pay for things and, you know, kind of like a couple at home.
Well, here's the thing is that I never really did that growing up because I was more focused on my career. So I was always doing, you know, certain things that had to do with whatever I was doing at the time. And so I never really had to because my mom actually did most of that stuff. And so, I mean, to be honest with you, it's like, but they encouraged it because they're like, no, you know, you're talented, you're skilled, you have to increase you have to work on your skills and focus on your career. So that's not something I really did. So I just left those notes just real quick just to let you know. But if that bothers you, then we can change it up and we can try and figure something out. If you're willing to work on it with me and work through this with me, then I'd be happy to work on it with you as well.
Colleen?
Yeah, babe. I'd really love to. I mean, I'm not your mom, so
and
I didn't really sign up
for
to be your
one.
Mom.
Right. Well, you know, as a wonderful gift that Tracy and I will give to you is it's something called a to-do list and a chore list.
Yeah.
And it's a beautiful bulletin board that you can put up into your kitchen. And then, Colleen, you could put a to-do list for Ross. You got to do this today.
Yes.
You got to do that tomorrow. Yeah. So it kind of keeps him in check and he can remind himself, oh, these are the things I need to do. And then eventually it'll just sink in.
I love it.
Yeah, because you don't want to be his mama.
No.
No, no. That's just getting kind of weird
now.
That's
right.
That's right.
That's weird.
Nah, it is weird.
Yeah.
And if he's not following the rules, Tracy and I would be happy to come on over and break it down to him.
We do house visits.
We do
house calls.
Well, thank you guys. That's amazing. I think that, like, a chore list has probably been what's been missing. And if you guys want to do a house visit, I'm totally fine with that. We can just spend the whole day brunching and mimosas.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yes.
And congrats, you unlock.
Bring it.
Yes,
bring,
honey.
We'll send Ross out to get us some more wine. How about that?
Okay.